Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I will be your pastor of the day. Wow, December already. Where has the time gone? Do you know what the next 4 weeks are known as? This is the Advent season, with weekly themes of hope, peace, joy, and love. You may see an Advent wreath of 5 candles in a ring with 3 purple, 1 pink, and in the center of the ring, a white candle. The first candle of the Advent wreath is known as the prophecy candle and represents hope. Now this hope refers back to the prophecy made by Isaiah in the Old Testament in Isaiah 9:6, which says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." Following on in verse 7, it says, "There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this." Wow, that's a lot for the first candle. The second candle for the second week of Advent represents peace. And wouldn't we like to see peace come at this time with wars raging in both the Ukraine and Israel? When you read in the Old Testament of the wars that raged generation after generation in the Holy Land, you will see that there was a constant tug of war for land and power and conquest. Their lack of peace was due to their falling away from serving Almighty God. Kind of like what we see today, isn't it? Often called the Bethlehem candle, the second Advent candle reminds us of Mary and Joseph's journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem before Mary gave birth to Jesus, offering up the hope of peace on earth with the coming of Jesus, who would break the insanity of sin and destruction, providing a path to the Father in heaven. Now the third candle is a different color. This color is pink, the color of joy. So it's called the joy candle, or also the shepherd's candle. If we read Luke chapter 2, verses 10, we'll see, "The angel said to them," the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you today is born in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you that you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And as we continue to approach Christmas Day, our joy grows more and more. The third candle takes us back to the joyful anticipation of the shepherds who journeyed to see Jesus in Bethlehem, as the angelic host had advised them. Now, the next fourth candle is called the love candle, also known as the angel's candle, represent the ultimate love of God that he might send his only son for us. And it's lit the Sunday before Christmas, leading us to eagerly await the new kingdom of God on earth. Then there is a white candle in the center of the Advent wreath, and that is lit on Christmas Eve, celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No jingle bells, Santa Claus, or reindeer on the roof, but yet the best present that we could receive, a Savior that can and will redeem us from our load of sin. And this gift from Almighty God is one that so many will not grasp and open. Content in the conflict and struggles of life, they will refuse the best gift of all, a free gift, the best that could be given, bought at a high price. And yet, it's not your gift if you don't claim it. I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I have been your pastor for the day.